This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Happening each week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan Emord, Cheryl Chumley joining us at the top of the hour right now. And Jonathan, I was just a message to a lot of the moms and dads out there who voted for Trump and are just breathing a sigh of relief and gratitude this week because he announced, RFK Jr. announced that he's been appointed to some kind of commission to oversee the two issues, vaccine safety and scientific integrity. Listen, Jonathan, Donald Trump has absolutely no fear. If he's willing to take on the vaccine pharmaceutical establishment, this guy's amazing.
Well, he is. He has no fear, and he's proving himself to be true to his word, and he's following through with all of the things that he said he would do. And that's a refreshing change. It certainly is not something we're commonly seeing among politicians. So having someone come out from the real world and tackle the problems of government is proving, at least it seems to be proving, that the American people can take back their government and can make that government work the way it should to function in the areas where it needs to and avoid the unconstitutional functions and assumptions of power that are interfering with the way business operates by overregulation and by overtaxation. And so these first 100 days, we're about to see some enormous activity that's going to be hugely beneficial to revitalizing a free market and reducing the size and scope of the government and expanding human freedom.
And this week has been a phenomenal week for the legacy media as Donald Trump disassembles them word by word as they address this thing called fake news as if it was something we haven't been talking about for years on this show, and reporters pointing out that most of what comes out of the mainstream media is in fact the fake news, and then they played it out through BuzzFeed and CNN by publishing reports that were completely bogus about Donald Trump and relationships to Russia and people around him. And now that term fake news is backfiring so desperately badly on the mainstream old media that they're begging to retire that term. Cheryl Chumley, this has been fun to watch.
It certainly has been fun to watch. I've been watching it with amusement for a week now. And, you know, when Trump got on that CNN reporter, it really, all I could think of was that this really isn't a surprise. I mean, it was just a couple weeks ago that one of Trump's advisors came out and said that, you know, the dawn of the media under Obama, those days are over. Those golden days of fawning have come to an end. And they kind of set the media on alert. But the mainstream media, as left as it is and as enamored with itself as it is, you know, doesn't take the hint. So obviously they're thinking that they're going to attack Trump and he's going to stand quietly by. We all know that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and I've never seen somebody take, Reagan had a way with the media, and of course he went and bypassed and went to the American people with a lot of messaging. With the technology that we have with Twitter and other means, and even in a traditional, if I can call it that, press conference, his willingness to take them on and go right to the public. He knows that the public, by and large, other than the ultra-left, are really behind him here.
Well, I think that that CNN reporter showed a degree of rudeness and lack of humility and deference that is truly remarkable. I dare say you would be hard-pressed to find any instance all the way up to the back to the beginning of television programming in the United States where a journalist was so rude to a person who's going to be president of the United States. This person's been elected. They may not like it, but he's been elected. And they owe him the courtesy of proceeding in a polite way. That he protested that he needed a question to be answered, and then he was told by Trump, I'm not going to answer your question, I'm going to answer your colleague's question. And he persisted and persisted and persisted. It was the epitome of rudeness. He's there by leave of Donald Trump, not because he has a right to be there and Donald Trump is supposed to answer his questions. It's not a case where Donald Trump is a witness in a trial or a deposition. This is a journalist seeking an answer to a question. So the point is, Trump made it very clear, I thought he did it extremely well, that the guy was rude and that he wasn't going to answer his question. And then he was told later, by Spicer, that is the CNN reporter was told later by Spicer, that if you behave like this, you're going to be taken out. And that's exactly what should happen. I mean, come on. He's the president of the United States, and you're going to have to treat him with respect. And you can't behave the way this guy did. It was reprehensible behavior. It's really rude.
Incredible. Hey, Cheryl, you've been writing a lot about what's happening here. I imagine it's like, I don't know how you can type fast enough to keep up with all of the news here.
I know, there's so much going on, but it's so interesting. And there's an air of optimism now, though. It's kind of nice to be writing about somebody who is fighting back against this leftist onslaught that we've experienced for the last 8 years. And instead of just going about with heads down and a doomed kind of countdown to, you know, the end of one administration and the hope for the new one, we kind of have a spring in our steps now. At least I do. And, you know, Trump isn't a perfect candidate, but he certainly is someone who's not afraid to speak up against, you know, regulatory over controls, the far left, the progressive policies that we've been suffering under for years.
Yeah, and of course, on the issues of taxation, on the issues of Obamacare, even as we know, establishment Republicans trying to tap their foot on the brake, and you know, he comes in, Trump says, no, we're not doing that, we're taking it down, and it seems to relate. I think he referenced getting Tom Price in at Department of Health and Human Services. Is that what I heard him say, that at that point, then we're ready to go?
Yeah, on Obamacare, it's interesting because Republicans have been talking for a few weeks now about the reconciliation process, just kind of piecemealing, chipping away at Obamacare, a little defunding, stripping funding one measure at a time. And Trump came out just this week, and he made it clear that he's interested in a full repeal and replace near simultaneous, which means that as soon as Tom Price is confirmed as Secretary of Health and Human Services, he says the plan is coming forward to do a near simultaneous repeal and replace. And this is different from what Republican leadership has been telling us for weeks now.
And Tom Price is a member of the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPSonline.com. I've been getting their medical journal for, I don't know, almost a decade now. And they are not beholden, as is Donald Trump, not beholden to any pharmaceutical interest. They're only concerned about the doctor-patient relationship and the freedom to seek out healers that people want to seek out and the freedom of doctors to help their patients. So this is a whole new world. And, Jonathan, this is something that, you know, you and I have been fighting for a long time, the freedom for healing in America.
I couldn't be more pleased with everything that's happening. I really think Donald Trump is magnificent. He's behaving the way he should. He's strong. And he's resolute, and he's bringing about the changes that he promised to bring about. And he's not allowing any of this attempt at deflecting his attention or narrowing his focus or compromising away his objectives to interfere with achieving them. And that's a sign of an extremely strong person who is committed to achieving things. He's a doer. He's a person who will make things happen. And that's very terrifying. terrifying in Washington, which is so accustomed to dancing around the head of a needle, you know, without getting anything done or creating a mess and then leaving it and stretching it out forever. With Obamacare, you know, Jane Orient's group, AAPS, fantastic group. She's fantastic. The selection here was right on. And Tom Price is going to come in there, and I think he's going to shake things up and move mountains with Trump on Obamacare. There are 11 million people on Obamacare. It's not the end of the world. It's not all 330 million Americans. It's 11 million Americans. What they're saying is they're going to create a system that is going to accommodate the 11 million and then eliminate Obamacare in the process of, but they're going to accommodate the 11 million. Now, that can be achieved through health savings accounts and through elimination of taxation, and there are a number of things that can be done. For example, the terminally ill should not be taxed at all by the federal government. If you're terminally ill, you shouldn't be taxed by the federal or the state governments. You should be recognized as a person who needs to have all of their resources. And it's a service to all of us that a person be able to finance their health care instead of everyone on earth having to finance the health care.
There should be
tax incentives for companies to mm-hmm. provide care for the terminally ill. If you're caring for the terminally ill, you should receive significant tax reductions. And you know, there are many things that can be done to move us from Obamacare to free market operations, restoring individual, empowering the patient. And all those things are in play. And Trump is very shrewd. He's going to break down the state barriers to health insurance. He's going to open up health insurance markets to competition. I suspect he's going to open up medical markets to competition. I think we're going to see pricing for medical services. I think we're going to see competition among medical service providers. I think we're going to see major movement towards a free market in healthcare under Trump. And I think he will push this thing through. And I think whether the Republicans are anxious or about doing this piecemeal to see what happens, I think he's going to come in there like a bull in a china closet and get it done.
Yes, indeed. And if you want to read the article Cheryl has just written for PamelaGeller.com, we have that linked up in the show notes, RobertScottBell.com. Trump shrugging off the GOP piecemeal plan, vowing same-day Obamacare repeal and replace. Also, you can go to CherylChumley.com to read up and learn all about the good stuff Cheryl's writing, including The Devil in D.C., that great newer book of hers. We want more. All right, we'll be back and talk about more of Obamacare, what's Trump's next move, cabinet appointments, and then we've got Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty joining us as well. It's the sacred fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back with Jonathan and Cheryl after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. RobertsWater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheScent.com. That's SEINE.com. BookstoreOnTheScent.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Well, Stan, some of the things we've been talking about for many years may be manifesting now, including a lot of the great ideas and insights that Jonathan Emord had in his book, Restore the Republic. And you can find out about that, emord.com. Also, Cheryl Shumley has CherylShumley.com, and she also writes for PamelaGeller.com. And Cheryl, you've been watching a lot of the hearings in the House, confirmation stuff going on. I don't know if there's anything that our listeners need to know that you might think of has been flying a little bit under the radar. Not that there hasn't been a lot of attention paid to everything going on, but it's almost too much.
I guess to me what I've taken note of with these hearings is that to the end, the Democrats seem determined to put out the message that they actually have some control over whether or not Trump's picks are confirmed. And they don't. The Republicans hold the majority. Unless there's a mass uprising with Republicans, which they do have elections coming up, so I don't see that happening, you know, all of Trump's picks are going to be confirmed. So what you see going on in Capitol Hill now, like with Senator Elizabeth Warren trying to get tough with Ben Carson and so forth, to me, this is all the Democrats trying to get on the record that they opposed Trump's candidates so they can go back to their constituents and tell them, you know, I tried, but there wasn't anything I could do. So I just would like listeners to keep that in mind, because the mantra through the media is the Democrats have a chance to stop Trump's picks, and they don't.
Okay. Good insight. Give people a little bit more, less concern when they're watching. I hope they're not watching the mainstream fake news media, because honestly, the messages that they're sending out are so disempowering, frightening, fearful, divisive. And here we are trying to empower folks to recognize that there are high ideals in America, and, you know, Trump definitely strives toward that. And, of course, with some of his picks, I mean, like I said, Tom Price, HHS, we've got other examples we've been talking about. Even the Exxon guy, what, Tillerson, is it, Jonathan, for Secretary of State?
Now, Tillerson, I think what I found very interesting is that in each of these hearings, many of the Democrats would ask questions that they thought were of a gotcha type that would entangle or enmesh them in ways that would conflict with what Donald Trump has said or would cast aspersion upon their integrity by calling into question their financial ties. And it's been rather petty. Rather than ask direct questions and be polite about it, they sermonize. You know, they go on this long diatribe explaining why what their position is and why they think the person is wrong, without asking them a question. So condemning them before their question, and then they ask a question in a way that is impregnated with a supposition, with facts that are not true, that associate them with ties that might be damaging, if true, or with potential conflicts with Trump. And in each case, they've been disabused rather effectively by each of the witnesses. They wanted to label Jeff Sessions a racist. There's nothing in Jeff Sessions' background to justify the charge and nothing in his testimony that could support it. So instead, in a desperate move, they put Booker up there. And Booker paints this picture of a person who doesn't exist. And Booker doesn't even know Sessions very well. And the people who do know him well have testified to a man that this man is no racist. And then when it comes to Tillerson, they're going to try to paint Tillerson as a person who is in love with Putin and would never do anything that offended Putin, even to the extent of damaging America's national interests. And he testifies very clearly that Russia has policies and positions that are against the United States, that we have to deal with them in those areas, and we have to push back, and we have to be very strong in our dealings with Russia. And he dovetails the testimony of General Mattis, who says the same thing, and talks about the necessity of resurrecting America from a horrible world situation created by Obama's abandonment of American interests around the world and apology tour. So these guys are great. And they're not only, I think that the coverage of the hearings is further alienating the middle America and working class America from the Democrats, who are so far left and are distinguishing themselves in these hearings as being way out there.
Yeah, but the heartland of America Democrats abandoned them and said Trump is going to, you know, help us out. It ain't the Democrats anymore.
Right, it's reinforcing that association. If anything, they are reinforcing the new alignment for Trump.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Cheryl, what are we working on this week that we can look for from you?
I am going to investigate Social Justice Week at a Southern college campus. Very interesting stuff.
Oh, I can't wait to hear from that. All right. Hang in there, Cheryl. I got a question for you on the break here. But we'll be back with Norm Singleton. You got Cheryl Chumley each week here with us. And that includes, of course, Jonathan Emore, the FDA Dragon Slayer, on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Danger.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
To the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up at the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com. Links to Jonathan Ebord, of course, and our weekly guest / co-host, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, joins us now. And I got to ask you, Norm, did you watch that WWE SmackDown of a press conference with Trump and the CNN reporter?
I have to say I didn't see the actual event, but I was fortunate enough to see the clips of it on TV and on the internet. And that was quite a moment. I think over the years we've seen a lot of obnoxious behavior from the media towards presidents, particularly Republican presidents, and this was a fair moment. As we were talking about during the break, there was another CNN reporter apparently who did get to ask a question, and this guy was just there to be combative and to try to almost call Trump out for saying that for trying to call them out for reporting what he called it, for reporting their fake news.
Well, exactly. And again, the idea of fake news, of course, we in the new media have been pointing out that the mainstream old legacy media has been putting out fake news for a long time. And, you know, this is something that is backfiring on them. Everything that they've thrown at Trump right through the time that he's been running for president to the time he's elected and now as president-elect, every attack they throw at him, I don't know if Teflon does it right. It's sort of like it's an absolute bounce back. It's like a mirror thing. It goes back on the old media. And the Democrats are all beside themselves. They don't know what to do.
No, that's exactly right. And I think that you're going to see more of that after he's sworn in, because I don't think he's going to back off. I think he understands that one of the secrets of his success is that he doesn't play by the rules of nicety in Washington, whereby Republicans and conservatives are expected to be polite and nice and accept any charge that the Democrats and the left wishes to label against them, and accept any treatment or rudeness that is labeled against them. But they're never expected to swing back and fight back. And we see him, he's also willing to take on House and Senate Republicans when he thinks that they're wrong, as he did last week with the Congressional Ethics Office. When they remember they proposed those changes, and he went on Twitter and said this is a bad idea. I don't think we've ever seen a president do that. And as a constitutionalist, I think that there's some legitimate, maybe, concerns about a president playing to the populist sentiment over the heads of the legislative branch. But when he's doing it to call out House Republicans and for doing something incredibly ill-timed and stupid, he's almost saving them from themselves, and I think that's a good thing.
Well, and of course we've seen, and Jonathan, you know this all so well, with the gentility of the good old boys network, however you want to describe it, whether it be Republicans or Democrats, not a lot of constitutional things have been happening. Most of what the government does today is unconstitutional.
Right.
Well, we've had 8 years of a president ruling by his pen and his phone as if Congress didn't exist on many key issues, amending laws without going back to Congress. And he's done that with a smile and a media that just adores him. And now we have a person who is truly a leader. I mean, he's a person who's strong. And as a consequence, we're going to have this weak, really weak Congress, particularly on the Republican side, where they bent over backwards to accommodate Obama. They're going to be knocked in the line, and the backbone they're missing, Trump will give them. So I think, I think they're probably a lot more afraid of Donald Trump than they are of the Democrats in Congress. Because if they want to stay in office, they're going to have to do Trump's bidding. If they get in his way, they're going to be called out and become public pariahs. And they know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what about the issue of spending, Norm? I mean, this is a concern that the Campaign for Liberty has, and it seems like Senator Rand Paul, like his dad before him, has it. It isn't just about undoing bad legislation or laws like Obamacare. It's not suddenly replacing them with things that cost just as much. Bit of a concern in that regarding relying on the government to establish the economy rather than the market. Did we lose Norm?
He dropped. All right. Well, pay attention. Let us know when we got. I didn't realize we lost him there. Sorry about that, Jonathan. But it's kind of the same concept here. The idea of replacing, and we talked a bit about repeal and replace, that concept. And, of course, my argument has been for replacing with freedom. A guy like Tom Price at HHS has a more of a concept than most physicians who are not aware of the positions and perspectives of the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons. I have a lot of high hopes that we could see freedom, kind of permeate back into a system where freedom has been lost for many, many decades.
Well, as Norm was telling us during the break, and I'm sorry you got cut off, but he was, oh, good, he's back. Well, Norm can tell us about how the Republicans on the House side were trying to do some backpedaling on the repeal aspect, and I think Trump upbraided them rather directly by saying, nope, we're going to repeal and replace it. Repeal it and replace it, and it's going to happen simultaneously. But go ahead, Norm.
That's exactly right, and you see the and it's not just the House Republicans; it's the Senate Republicans. They are trying to use a process called reconciliation, where they use the which allows them under the budget rules to do a legislation that changes affects spending levels with 50. With a 50-vote threshold, it's not subject to the filibuster. The problem is there's some debate over whether or not they can repeal all of it, particularly the regulations under reconciliation. And there's also the question of if you repeal it, should they repeal it with a saying that we'll have a 6-month or as long as 3 years, I think I've heard, delay in making it effective, to give them time to come up with a replacement plan. Rand Paul came out early on and said there's two problems with this plan. One is you're tying it into you're using it for an excuse to pass another big spending, driving up debt and deficit budget, and you're suckering conservatives into voting for it because you're telling them this is the only way to repeal Obamacare. And the second, there's three significant problems with it. The second problem is, you're not repealing Obamacare. You're repealing spending and the individual mandate and kind of the unpopular parts of it. But you're leaving in a lot of the regulations. And I know, some Republicans, including Trump in the past, will said, well, we want to keep these popular provisions in it, like the slacker mandate and the guaranteed issue. The problem with that is, I think the best analogy, and I actually got this from the left, but it's still a good one, is Obamacare is like Jenga. You can't just go in there and randomly pull out parts that you don't like and try and keep the parts that you do like, because if you do that, the whole thing will still fall apart because it's not set up that way. It's set up so that everything is interconnected. And if you remove one part, another part that you don't like, the part that you do like will collapse on itself. And so if you repeal the individual mandate, for example, and keep all the regulations on what insurance companies can charge, how much they can spend on administrative costs, who they have to cover when, what you'll get is a complete meltdown of the health insurance marketplace, and that is something that would be blamed on Republicans. Fortunately, Donald Trump is joining with Senator Paul and others, and I just heard right before I got on this call, I got a message that said that the House budget, this budget and this plan may be in trouble in the House tomorrow because the House Freedom Caucus, which is the most hardcore conservative group in the House, and the Tuesday group, which is a group of more moderate Republicans, may be teaming up to defeat this bill. I think the moderate Republicans have a concern about not having a replacement plan. I think the Freedom Caucus has a concern about the spending. They have a concern about not repealing everything. And they also have a concern about not having a good, solid replacement plan thought through before we jump through it. And I think there's a concern, there should be a concern among some free market types that what's going to happen is they won't give us a replacement plan until the very end. It'll be one that nobody likes. It'll be Obamacare-like, but we'll be told you have to support it, because if you don't support it, what you're doing is tomorrow there's going to be a bunch of people who will lose their health insurance.
Yeah, and I'm going to be letting loose on my perspective on replace with health freedom and what that means. But we're dealing with people that think health care is a right. It's not a right. And, of course, health care, according to them, is health insurance. That's not health care. And, it, you know, if you had a true free market for health and healing, and that means all kinds of healers could compete in the marketplace, you would have a completely affordable system, and then you would have charity come in for those who couldn't afford it because the government wouldn't be choking out that charity as they have over the past decades. So there are options that are low cost and no cost and make healthcare, real healthcare, not health insurance, which should be for unexpected catastrophes, not everything that happens to you or every illness that is chronic because of the poor food choices you make or other issues that happen. But again, that's a different perspective we're going to be revealing next hour.
Well, there's another issue. There's a lot you brought up even in that little. So I hope everyone stays tuned to the next hour because based on that summary, that little snippet you got, it sounds like this is going to be. You're really going to put the whole thing in proper focus. Is that there's a complete lack of incentives to try and find out about preventive medicine to try and even if mm-hmm. even if you take away the FDA and FTC's efforts to stop us from finding out a lot of the truth, you still have a complete lack of incentives to find out about healthful lifestyles because you can't get say a discount on your health insurance and Obamacare made that worse. You know, an obese smoker will be charged the same. Is charged similar rates.
Stand by, Norm. We got to take a break. Jonathan will read up on the let us know more about the bureaucratic oligarchy next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Can't do better than doing that with the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E. Morse, and Campaign for Liberty's Norm Singleton. Imagine if you went to a hospital and all of the services they offer were available to you on a menu, and you saw the prices. Imagine if on that menu there was all kinds of healing, the freedom of the hospital to offer homeopathy, acupuncture, herbalism, Reiki, everything was all there. Could it be possible? Is that a pipe dream for freedom? Jonathan E. Morse, is there a way Tom Price could get into HHS and really restore freedom and healing?
I think he can move in that direction, and I think he's predisposed to doing it. And I think one of the big areas of change that's possible, and Tom Price could push this. I haven't heard him speak about it, but I suspect that he would be for it because he's a strong advocate of a free market in healthcare. Is to make pricing transparent in the provision of healthcare services.
Hey Norm, you okay over there? I'm just hearing so much phone noise, I couldn't hear Jonathan. I want to make sure we get that out there. Price transparency, you were saying.
Yeah, so it's possible. I mean, HHS could establish criteria for patient empowerment, whereby patients would be entitled to receive information on pricing before they paid for services. So they would honestly be told in advance of provision of a service, what the service typically costs at that hospital or from that physician. And those pricing points then would enable patients, would empower them to engage in comparative shopping. I mean, if you know you're going to have a operation and it's not urgent that you have it immediately beyond your control, you're not unconscious, but you can consciously choose, then you should be able to choose among different providers. And furthermore, providers who are providing those services should not be able to charge one patient 150, 200, 300 times the cost for the exact same procedure that they charge another patient. And so this transparency will lead to rational pricing and market-based decision-making, mm-hmm. as opposed to what's happening now, which is the hospitals and physicians are really pricing for insurance companies
yeah.
because they don't care about the patient. The patient isn't empowered. It's the insurance companies they have to answer to because all the money is coming from
Yeah, the patient is incidental.
Companies.
The sacred relationship doctor-patient destroyed by third-party payers, especially with government mandates or prohibitions. Norm, again, freedom and healing, it means everything to me. It's so important, but I think a lot of Americans are getting on board with this, although the political left is only for choice when it comes to abortion and not the choice of insurance and hospitals and doctors, perhaps.
Well, that's how you get things like HMOs and the mandates on practice of medicine.
Yeah.
Is insurance companies and employers and government agencies Medicare and Medicaid say, well, we have to economize money, so we're going to tell patients, we're going to tell doctors what they can and can't do, and we're going to make them fill out all this paperwork. And the result is it becomes a financially losing proposition to take certain insurance. And that's why you said, or to take Medicare and Medicaid, that's why you see doctors running away from Medicaid. That's why you see doctors running away from Medicare. That's why you see a concept of the consolidation of hospitals buying up independent medical practices. And that's why, though, the one hope is that you do see more and more doctors saying, we're not going to take insurance, we're going to pay it out of pocket. Patients, I think, get a little nervous about that because there's still not the upfront pricing. But then when they find out that this is actually going to cost you $500, I've actually heard examples of this where it's $500 less than your copay or deductible for a treatment when a doctor forgoes insurance companies and it's just charging you a true market-based price, or as close to a market-based price as he can get. Mm-hmm. And this is the trend, and we just need the government to get out of the way.
Yeah, I remember years ago looking at hospitals for, you know, childbirth, right? And I went into one, and this was in Georgia many years ago. And so I said, so what's the price for birthing a baby here? And they said, oh, it's 12 grand. And I said, what's the price if it's a cash pay? And they said, oh, it's 3 grand. I'm not kidding you.
Right.
I'm not kidding you. It's like 25% of the cost. You know, this is the kind of thing you're dealing with, and people don't understand that concept that healthcare is a commodity. As much as the left doesn't want to acknowledge that, I'm going to talk about this next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty. Check out the blog that he's got going on there. We appreciate all of your efforts to bring out that liberty that is inherent to each of us by virtue of our birth from a creator, and that creator is not government. Love you, Norm.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Jonathan, appreciate you, too, my friend.
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, we got more to go after this hour. The power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.